here's a story from The World.
Dating shows are not exactly hard to find when you're scrolling through Netflix these days, but a new series out of Australia is making many people take a closer look at the genre. Here's The World's Bianca Hillier.
Watching single people date each other on TV has become a fixed part of the world's entertainment landscape. But what sets this show apart?
Boop, beep, boop.
This series follows young adults on the autism spectrum.
An A-plus partner looks like me.
Australian audiences watched Love on the Spectrum as the show's 11 autistic participants went on dates.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm Chloe.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Got advice from family.
Hello.
Hi, miss. Yeah. If you need to, just twiddle your fingers or something if you're getting a little bit nervy.
And pondered about what love might feel like when they do find it.
It'll be like a fairy tale.
A natural high, I suppose.
You just feel very warm inside yourself as a person.
Love on the Spectrum recently dropped on Netflix in the US and the UK, and with a more global audience has come more discussion about the show's promises and pitfalls. It immediately grabbed the attention of Charlie Clement, an autistic activist in England.
As soon as I saw it, I was like, oh no, I'm going to have to watch that. And I ended up watching it all pretty much in one evening.
As Charlie wrote in a review for the British site Metro UK, she did find it, quote, liberating to see a group of young people so openly autistic on mainstream television. But
I was pretty quickly not very happy with it.
Charlie said one of the first things she noticed was there were no non-disabled people on the show.
And for me, that just purely said that we shouldn't be dating non-disabled people.
That's a view shared by Australian YouTuber Chloe Hayden, who is also autistic.
I know many, many, many autistic people that are dating or married to neurotypical people. The same way that you wouldn't pair someone that was blind with someone else that was blind just because they're both blind.
But other autistic viewers say they do see themselves accurately represented in the show. Carrie Magro, an autistic person and author of Autism and Falling in Love, says he resonated with one of the show's participants in particular.
Hello. My name is Michael.
Michael, a 25-year-old autistic man who says his greatest dream in life is
to become a husband.
Carrie said when he was 25, he was exactly like Michael.
There was a moment in the show when he's like,
a lot of girls, when they're still in high school, they only want a boyfriend, not just when, of course, but also as a bodyguard and as a sugar daddy.
I'm like, yeah, I don't know if I would have said it exactly like that.
But Carrie continued, he relates to Michael's candor. Referring to scenes like that one, people praising the show online say it's funny, wholesome, and sweet. Critics say that very language is infantilizing, along with the part of the show when the narrator introduces someone new.
He likes playing drums and watching sunsets. He hates thunderstorms and the feeling of thongs between his toes.
Thongs there are what people down under call flip-flops. Netflix declined my interview request for this story. But in an interview on the Gist podcast, director Kian O'Cleary said he considers Love on the Spectrum to be more of a documentary than a reality series. And he spoke about the line between having fun and making fun of the show's subjects.
To me, it is a line that you feel and that is in your gut. And just knowing that you are wanting to make something that is completely respectful to all the people who participated in it.
The end product does feature a psychologist and relationship coach, which was refreshing to see for author Carrie Magro, who himself has been an autism consultant on TV shows and movies. He says Love on the Spectrum makes him hopeful that he, now 32, will find love one day. But British reviewer Charlie Clement has a different takeaway.
You know, it's a show made by neurotypical people for neurotypical people. I don't think this show is made for autistic people to watch. It's not for us.
Still, the show has been a commercial success. According to the production company's website, season 2 is currently underway for an Australian network. It's unclear if Netflix will also pick up the second season for viewers across the globe. For The World, I'm Bianca Hillier.
From PR.